Thank you for calling RDI Diamonds. This is Gary. How can I help you?
Yeah, Jim Miller getting back to you.
Oh, hey, thanks, Jim. Hey, nothing rushed. I was just calling to touch base with you. Wanted to make sure I stayed in front of you for our trip out of this cold weather.
Yeah.
I think we're going to be into the 70s.
I haven't even looked. I haven't gotten that far ahead of things just yet, but that would be, I'll take it. Anything 60 and above would be fantastic. So.
Shorts for us. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a shorts wearer, but yeah, shorts would do the way.
Actually, just mentioned to my wife yesterday, I said, I'm going to have to go do some clothes shopping just in case we had a couple trips coming up. And we get to Phoenix for that quick one, and then I'm visiting my parents down in Orange Beach, Alabama like 2 weeks later, the following weekend, and then we're going to get down to South Florida late March for spring break. So
that's awesome. Good for you.
Yeah.
You're gonna be able to miss some of this beautiful weather. I mean, we're sitting pretty at 10 degrees tomorrow, so fun.
Yeah, we're actually going through a little better stretch right now. We're on a backside. We had an awfully cold weather last week, and now it's lots of at least mid 30s. We'll take that.
Oh gosh, I would love that. Have you have you guys gotten out on the water? It should still be frozen, solid, right?
Yeah, it has been a rough year fishing. I just told somebody, you know, I can drive my truck out right now. I mean, I can drive right down my shoreline and out on the lake and go wherever I want. But they've just been hard to come by. And late season fishing usually slows down. It's always best early ice. But my son does post secondary. He's a high school junior, but he gets done at like 1:30, and he can go out and sit in the fish house with his laptop and his tethered to his phone and do his homework there and sit in the fish house.
My life.
I'm envious of. I didn't have that option, but he sits out there and he's just nothing by it. We moved the house, you know, four different times this year and
nothing.
Nothing. I mean, small walleye here and.
But what's the reason? Like, what is it? Like you said, just because it's later in the season. You will probably rarely, if ever, catch me out on the ice. I'm a fair weather fisherman for sure. I'll fish in the rain. I'll fish in the wind, but the cold, I don't know. In a fish house again, I'm sure that that's a much different experience.
Yeah, like the camper style fish out on the ice, they get pretty comfortable. But we've put a camera down several times because we'll try a spot and we'll be marking fish with our electronics and set the house up, put a camera down, and there'll be 50 little perch sitting down there. And then later
fair
on,
enough
the
day.
Perch move out. Then when the walleye and northern move in, they're just sleepy. You know, they're full. I had a northern. I was jigging a pimple with a half a minnow on it.
Mm-hmm.
Northern came up, moused it, and then spit it back out and just kept swimming. I was like, if I can't get a northern to bite, I don't stand a chance.
That is actually kind of funny. That is a happy northern. I can pass this. This is fine. I've got enough in my belly.
Got to find something to make them angry. But I think there's just too many bait fish for this year. It didn't hatch of perch in there. They're full. They're not hitting. If we see them on camera, you'll mark them on your electronics, and they just won't bite. And if they do bite, it's just like that. It's just very half-hearted, and you get a bad hook set. And so we're landing very few fish. Kind of starting to move around looking for crappies or panfish, something a little more action. But it's been too cold to want to get out and move the house. But now this weekend looks nice. We'll probably drill some holes and look around. But there's a football game on Sunday that's going to interrupt
us. Yep. Who are we rooting for now that neither of our teams are there?
I pushed a few chips in on New England. I got my dad down in Alabama, and he visits a sports book once in a while. So I'll take a New England and the points anyway. I think I'd rather see them win. As a Minnesota fan, it's really going to be really hard to watch Sam Darnold go to another team and win one the very next year. So.
Yeah, and I'm a Bills guy, so. You can know.
Okay.
You can. You already know where my heart is.
Yep, I hear you.
it's a nightmare, but man, it's
yeah. For New England to step right back into it, to have just a
and that's why I'm
a
bit bitter.
I
got to be honest. I'm going Seahawks because it's my buddy lives in Boston and he's a Bills fan through and through. He drives from Boston we're from here, but he's got season tickets to the Bills.
Yep.
I've gone to a couple games, and
it's gonna be a pretty good hike from Boston to
six hours.
Orchard Park.
Yeah, Orchard Park.
Yeah,
Yeah, and he drives and he tailgates and he does the whole thing every home game. I went to the Dolphins, I went to the Bengals, and I'm excited. He got season tickets to the new stadium next year. So
how far is it for you?
Hour and a half, about.
Yeah, that's.
But it's getting out of there is a nightmare. It's just, yeah, it's we're all Bills fans until the game's over. And then it's,
yeah,
and then it's just like a mad dash, and it could take 3 hours to get home.
Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're about an hour from U.S. Bank for the Vikings, Twins, all of our Metro.
Yeah.
Sports teams are all in the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, so we're about an hour out, which is about right. That works out pretty slick for us.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not bad at all.
Yep.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's it'll be fun. I actually don't know if I'm doing anything for the Super Bowl. My wife doesn't watch sports. We're going to see a play tonight. Her second time going to see the same play, so she's dragging me and a buddy of mine and his wife out, so that'll be fun. But,
yep.
Yeah, I'm looking to get out. I'm looking to get to Phoenix. I got my pencil sharp. I'm eager to chat with you about different things like that program.
Yep.
Are you still in the market for twos? Because we're going to bring some stuff, but really it's like you can pick anything. It's always like I could walk into your store and ask you for the one thing you don't have. You could walk up to my booth and ask me for the one thing I don't. So we'll bring goods, of course, but I like to pick the goods I bring too. So if you have specific holes.
I did pick up a 2-carat, like a DSI-2 recently that I was happy with the value on. So
okay.
I'm good on a 2. If anything, I'm looking for like a better color, you know, 2.5, something in that range.
Yeah, we'll have.
Around.
I mean, our collection of 250s, unparalleled. Mm-hmm. I would hazard to bet that we have the most 250s.
Okay.
Yeah, it's kind of wild.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'll probably take a peek at that. We'll see what happens here in the next couple weeks if I get some action. We had a little bit of a run. I moved two Carat Naturals.
Nice.
Just in the last couple of weeks. So
were they trades or? Like, did you have to take it? Were they upgrades or were they no engagement?
Yeah, one was a very minor deal as far as they traded another like a carat and 3/4 to a 2-carat.
Okay.
And we got penalized by the RDI policy as well, where we gave them back what they paid for the 170 from 3 years ago.
Penalized. you feel our pain.
Yeah, exactly. I think she upgraded from a 1.5 to a 2 for a 175 to a 2 for like a couple $100. I made more setting the head and setting the diamond than I got on the diamond upgrade. So
yeah.
That one didn't work out so well, but I did have a nice new customer. She had a half carat marquee that was chipped, and I gave her a little bit of trade in for that towards a very nice 2-carat stone that we had in. So
nice.
That was a great sale.
Well, again, I can solve that problem. I can't hop in a time machine and tell you that 170, I'll sell it to you back then, but I just took a 90 pointer back that I sold in 21 for $3,900 back in the peak.
Ooh,
39 for a 90 point, right? It's now worth $2,000. I took it back in trade, and she actually, it's funny you mentioned Marquee. It was unrelated. She had it in her inventory. It was asset. And she's like, hey, I still have this 90 pointer. What can I do with it? I'm like, well, let me look it up. Yep, $3,900 is what you paid. Send it back to me. I'll apply it toward the 2-carat Marquee invoice. And she was pleased as punch. You know, she got to move that inventory. And I like to remind people, we do it because it's right, not because – like, I mean, it hurts. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no, it doesn't. Short term, it doesn't make good business sense at all. But like you said,
it's our policy.
Customers. Yep.
Yeah, it's our policy. Our entire operation is we want to make sure that you can make your inventory liquid. And if it's marquees today, buy a bunch of marquees. Yeah, they're 4 back, but you got to have them to sell them. And when they're no longer popular, I'm not leaving you with the bag. Send them back towards what is. So, you know, let me know what the fast-moving things are. It's just easy, and it's funny. Like, a lot of people don't understand how to use our trade or really whether or not we're going to – I don't know if there's a apprehension that we're not going to adhere to it. They're like, oh, yeah, that's really good. And then they think, well, maybe we'll renege on it. We've done this for 30 years. I actually just got off the phone with a guy. He has a 73-pointer he bought in 2008. Lady still has the lab report. He paid $1,800 for it, and she's going to trade up into a carat and a quarter. So
perfect.
it's return business, and it's you're not stuck waiting to sell that trade to make a profit. So
No, that would benefit us the way we operate. That'd be a good program. So yeah, we can sit and discuss that a little bit, and I'll come with a little bit of a shopping list. We'll see if we got something that'll work there.
Connect some dots. I'm still vying to take you out to dinner. I'm staying at the Sheraton.
Okay.
Did you go there last year? Were you? We met. Where was it? The summer show we met. Was it in Arizona?
It was in Phoenix.
Oh, Phoenix. Okay. So, are you at the Sheraton?
I think so.
I was told by another client of mine. He's a dean, a wonderful, wonderful human being. He's from Seattle, and we'll forgive him for being a Seahawks fan. But he actually said, he's like, you know, of the places that I went out to eat in Phoenix, the steakhouse at the Sheraton was probably one of the better places, and he's a picky eater. So, let me know what your weekend looks like. I'll be available.
Yeah, we are staying at the Sheraton, so. Yep.
Okay, cool. I'll be there.
We'll touch base.
All right, sounds good, Jim.
Have a good weekend.
You too. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, thanks.
Bye-bye.